This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
How do cotton farmers increase demand and improve profitability? Kim Kitchens is with Cotton Incorporated.
Synthetics are a big problem. If you've been looking in any articles or anything like that, you'll see the problem with microplastics, microfibers. You probably heard Barry say this in some meetings. It's like, which is very frightening, but apparently we consume a credit card's worth of plastic every week. That is disturbing. So we're really developing fabrics that are alternatives to synthetic fleece. And this is a great when we're looking at a natural fiber blend, combining cotton and wool, two natural fibers that are biodegradable. When you're in the United States, any garment that has a raised surface has to pass flammability. And so these fabrics with this small amount of wool, it's only 20%, they are class one, meaning they pass flammability. So they're biodegradable, they have no synthetic in them. And so they're awesome opportunities to get out there in the marketplace in place of polyester. We also develop inspiration for cotton sweaters, just really interesting designs and visual appeal. And on the left-hand side, this embroidery, open work effect. It also used a very interesting eco-friendly dye effect. On the top right, this very nice 100% cotton intarsia technique. And then a transparent, it's kind of a technical look combined with a rustic look at the same time.
It's Growing Cotton.